Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 29th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, Apple will release three new iPhones that support 5G in 2020. All three models are expected to support millimeter wave and sub-6 gigahertz spectrum used in the American market, although it's unknown if Apple will release a sub-6 gigahertz only model to save costs in other markets. These devices will use Qualcomm modems, with plans to use Apple-developed modems in 2021. In a petition to the U.S. FCC, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, HP, Qualcomm, Intel, Broadcom, and Marvell asked for approval of a new very low-power Wi-Fi category that would allow unrestricted use of the 6 GHz spectrum for short point-to-point connections. The letter suggested connections of about 2 gigabits per second at 3 meters. This would allow for a smartphone to provide a high-speed tether to things like AR glasses or in-vehicle entertainment. The letter argues that this new category is needed to let devices take advantage of 5G. In October of 2018, the FCC proposed rules to open up the 6 GHz band to unlicensed devices, but these have not gotten into effect yet. GitHub CEO Nat Friedman confirmed that the company is preventing users in Iran, Syria, and Crimea from accessing portions of its source code hosting service, citing sanctions on the countries for violating U.S. export law. Users in sanctioned countries cannot access private repositories and GitHub Marketplace or maintain private paid organization accounts. Public repositories are still available. GitHub identifies users by IP address and payment history with an appeals of a block requiring a government-issued ID proving residency along with a selfie. TikTok maker ByteDance announced it is developing a smartphone with device maker Smartisan Technology. The Chinese financial news outlet Caijing reports that the phone has been in development by Smartisan for the past 7 months and is being led by former Smartisan exec Wu Dezhao. ByteDance also reportedly acquired the UK startup JukeDeck. The company makes software that uses AI to automatically compose music. Several JukeDeck employees, including founder and CEO Ed Newton Rex, announced on LinkedIn that they are working for ByteDance, and the company's website is currently offline. 3 years ago, Guillermo Robles filed a lawsuit against Domino's, alleging the 1990 Americans with Disabilities Act applied to websites and apps of businesses with physical locations. A federal appeals court ruled in favor of Robles. Domino's argues the federal government has not published rules on how to make websites ADA compliant, only international standards exist. In 2017, the Department of Justice reversed a 2010 announcement that it would issue rules for website accessibility. Domino's has now asked the Supreme Court to hear the case. The Chamber of Commerce, the Restaurant Law Center, and the National Retail Federation have submitted friend-of-the-court briefs. CNBC notes 2,200 lawsuits were filed over website accessibility in federal courts last year. In its quarterly earnings report, Indian cell carrier Reliance Jio announced it grew subscribers to 331.3 million users, becoming the largest carrier in the country. Reliance Jio launched just 3 years ago and supplanted Vodafone as the largest carrier in the country, who lost 14 million subscribers in the same quarter. Alibaba released its first processor core IP called the Zhuntai 910, based on the RISC-V open source architecture, designed to work in edge computing and autonomous driving use cases. Alibaba plans to license the design to other chip makers and will release parts of the code for the processor on GitHub. The UK-based food delivery service Just Eat agreed to terms to merge with Dutch rival Takeaway.com in a deal worth £9 billion. After the merger, the companies would be based in Amsterdam, with Takeaway's Jetse Groen becoming the CEO. In 2018, the two companies combined had 360 million orders worth about 7.3 billion euros and operate in the UK, the Netherlands, Canada, and Germany. And finally, Sony's First Flight crowdsourcing site announced the Rion Pocket, a pocket-sized air conditioner. Pricing starts at 12,760 yen, that's roughly about $117 US, and is expected to ship in March 2020. The Rion Pocket can cool someone by 13 degrees Celsius or heat them by 8 degrees Celsius, is controlled with an app over Bluetooth, and charges over USB-C. Battery life is rated at 24 hours for the Bluetooth connection, with about 2 hours of active cooling or heating. The Rion Pocket will only be available in Japan. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.